What is up? My name is Kevin Wu, and I'm an online fitness coach who helps men in their 20s lose weight and get abs for the first time through mindset, nutrition, and training. That's enough about me. Let's get right into today's episode. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Live to Inspire podcast. I don't know why I did that little voice, but if you're new to weightlifting and fitness within the first 2 years, give or take, you probably have learned a couple things over time. But there's so much information out there. And if you learn more, you're able to get your dream body faster with the right tools. So in today's episode, I go over what I wish I knew before I start lifting so I can help you guys out. So, today's podcast, I wrote very, very quickly over here, but I'm very confident this is going to be a really, really great one though, honestly. Because what I wish I knew before I started lifting. There's so many things I wish I knew before I started lifting. Now some of them are obviously going to include because there's so much knowledge in my head right now compared to what I did know, like when I first started lifting. Like, for example, like I thought weightlifting stunted my growth for the longest time, for like a good 1.5 years. So pretty much one year until I got to high school and they kind of debunked that myth itself. Like, I literally would be on my knees doing bicep curls because I thought if I was my knees, there's no way it could stunt my growth because, like, you know, gravity couldn't really work on that part. And I was really fucking stupid. So I would literally be on my knees doing bicep curls on like the mats or on my bed, right? Just so I didn't stunt my growth, because I saw my parents and my brother too as well, how short they were. Like, my dad's the tallest one, and he's like 5'6", I'm 5'8". And I was like, yeah, no, I do not want to be that short. So don't stunt my growth. Let's go do some bicep curls on my knees. And like dumbbell standing shoulder presses, I did them on knees too as well, because it was very, very, very stupid. So with that being said, that's just give you a little gist of like some of the things I'm not going to kind of include. But I'll give you some rundowns of what I wish I knew before I started lifting that would really kind of benefit you guys. So with that being said, let's dive into today's podcast. What I wish I knew before I started lifting. Hopefully you guys get some nuggets into this one, because I'm always constantly learning, listen to podcasts every single day, watch different YouTube videos too as well, always trying to learn more. And more and more. I don't know everything out there. And if anybody says you know anybody out there, they're lying. There's so much fucking information out there. And that's a good thing, because I'm always trying to learn, always trying to provide more value for you guys, and always trying to be better. So let's dive in. All right. First thing I wish before I start lifting would be calories. So calories, a lot of people know about the calories, right? That's pretty much that unit of energy over there. But now calories are actually broken down to proteins, carbs, and fats. Now, protein, carbs, and fats do have calories in them too. So 1 gram of carb has 1 gram of carbs has 4 calories. 1 gram of fat has 9 calories. 1 gram of protein has 4 calories. I didn't know that before that. So I just kind of followed the calorie approach. And then when I didn't gain weight, I actually like was trying to gain weight. This is when I was like back at high school when I was 15. I was like 130, and I was like, okay, I really want to push my weight up. So actually like consulted a few people, went online, and then they told me I should eat 2,700 calories to gain weight. Now I ate 2,700 calories and actually lost 5 pounds in a week. I was like, what? What? Like, I was so confused. I asked like my teacher over there, like from gym sports performance classes, basically like weightlifting session class itself. And then I was so confused. And he was like, yeah, just bump up your calories by like 1,000 then, right? And then I was like, in my mind, I was like, well, how do I bump up my calories by 1,000 and have like the same amount of protein, carbs, and fats? Like, I was so confused because I didn't know calories are broken down into proteins, carbs, and fats. So when they told me my calories by 1,000, I was so lost. I made my meal plan to tea. I ate that to the absolute tea itself. All my food was really disgusting and bland because I had zero good combinations of food, and I hated all the food pretty much, but I did it anyways. But nonetheless, I was dedicated, lost 5 pounds in a week when I was trying to gain weight because I was super skinny, right? I was 130, but went down to 125. So I was so confused on that one. I actually stopped for a while. I stopped for like, I think it was like 6 months until I kind of reevaluated and relearned about all the macros, protein, carbs, fats, and learned more. So that's what I wish kind of started new before lifting. That was number one over there. Because, you know, with a calorie surplus, you're going to gain weight. And if you're a calorie deficit, you're going to lose weight. Now, apparently, I was moving all the time, being super active, playing a lot of sports, and just have a high metabolism, so I lost that weight over there, which is really hard for me to gain that weight, which is why I was always a skinny kid, right? And now I'm going to kind of go about movement too as well in the same kind of context. So movement, if you really guys are trying to lose weight, if you guys are just doing the same things over again, let's say you do like 10 minutes of cardio, you cut down some weights, maybe you tried, you know, cleaning up your diet, you lost some weight, but you hit that plateau. One of the big reasons might be your movement. So you might be moving a lot less now because you've lost that weight over there. Your body's always trying to pretty much stay in homeostasis. So it's not trying to gain weight or trying to lose weight. Your body is made to survive. So your body's going to do whatever it can more naturally to make yourself not lose that weight or not gain that weight with different mechanisms. So that being said, one of the mechanisms your body uses to survive is moving less. So NEAT levels, non-exercise activity thermogenesis. That's small things like fidgeting, moving around a little bit more, maybe just playing your hair a little bit more, moving around like this. You know, moving your hands a little bit more wave gestures, hand gestures, or the big one that I like to use is steps per day, because most people have this as a metric they could actually track. So using like the Apple Health app on the phone or Google Fit on the Android, you could track how many steps per day you could use and make sure you get that. So if you set a step goal for 10,000 steps per day, then you're gonna hit that 10,000 steps per day. So that variable is pretty much locked in, at least on that side of things. Yes, it might be fidgeting a little bit less, but at least we know for a fact that steps per day is gonna be the biggest one that's gonna make that movement side of things to make sure you lose that weight. So making sure you constantly hit 10,000 steps per day, been moving enough over there. It might be a little bit harder. Some days you might get a little bit less just naturally, but you have to force yourself to do those extra steps because over time, you know, you're going to tend to move less because your body's going to want to stay at that normal level. Hopefully that makes sense. That being said too as well, the more you do cardio, the actually less kind of calories you're going to burn. And what I mean by that is it's not if you do like 15 minutes cardio versus 20 minutes cardio, you're not going to burn less calories with 20 minutes. That's not how it works. But if you do 15 minutes of cardio, first starting off, like you never did before, you're gonna burn more calories like versus 2-3 months in if you did 15 minutes of cardio, because your body's gonna kind of adapt that a little better. Your heart rate's gonna be a little bit better. You're gonna have lower heart rate as you do that 15 minutes of cardio, given that's the same intensity, which is why we do have to increase the cardio minutes, or we have to increase like the intensity of the cardio. Hopefully that makes sense, to kind of keep burning those more calories. Because again, your body wants to stay in homeostasis, it wants to stay the same. It doesn't want to lose that fat. It's trying to survive. Your body's made to survive. So it's a pretty cool aspect, but it sucks too as well, because you know, we're trying to get shredded, if we're trying to get that six pack for the first time in your life, trying to lose that weight, calm with the shirt off, this can be a problem. So we have to keep doing more itself or bumping up some intensities. Now that being said too as well, one of the big things I wish I knew before I started lifting is really the exercise. Like, what exercises are best for, you know, trying to gain as much muscle as you can, so you guys can have that dream body, because that muscle is what really shapes that body itself. So when you do cut down, a lot of times is most people think they have a lot of this muscle when they do cut, but when they do cut down, they're in the skinny fat state, because they actually don't have this muscle. This muscle takes a long time to build. Now, what exercise to do to build those muscles are very, very crucial too as well, because so many shitty exercises out there, and there's some okay exercises, but what is best? Now, this took me a long, long time to kind of really go over, because there's so many workout programs out there, and a lot of the workout programs out there are really bad, because a lot of the workout programs out there just give you some brand new exercise they've never seen before. So mix like, or like that, but not good. Like, for example, dumbbell side bends or around the world. I remember doing one of these around the world with a kettlebell where I pretty much bring my shoulders kind of around my head like in a circular motion. Terrible exercise. That was on the Buff Dudes program when I first got started. That's terrible exercise to really grow your shoulders over there. But stuff like that, they're not optimal for really kind of grow that muscle. Now, will I get some gains out of those? Yes, because I'm just starting to lift. And if I keep doing it more and more, yes. But like, it's not going to be optimal if you're really trying to grow as much muscle as you can, progress as much as you can. There's so many better exercises out there, right? Because you want to know which exercises are best. And that took me such a long, long, long time. And especially what exercises are best for your goals specifically. That's a key point, your goals specifically. Now, most people, my clients itself, just want to really lose that weight and have that six pack and have the muscular shape. That's what they come to me for. So my training for them is all pretty much mostly hypertrophy itself. Yes, we do some strength phases too, and maybe a burn kind of phase with a little circuit training phase. But pretty much most of that kind of training is all going to be hypertrophy kind of base with this exercise to grow that muscle. Now, with that being said, how to perform the exercise is absolutely crucial too as well, because I neglected this for the longest time. Always focused on was just really getting that weight up and more so ego lifting. But how to perform the exercises is been crucial. Now, you're gonna make progress no matter what, and maybe some of you guys listening to this podcast be like, well, I made so much progress doing my bicep curls and swinging them. Well, guess what? If you really focus on the mind muscle connection, really focus on isometric bicep, I guarantee you get that bicep growing a lot more rather than your shoulders and other muscles. because you might be working shoulders a lot more. But Kevin, like, I move so much weight on the bench press. Like, I've been doing this my whole life. Well, guess what? You might, if you fix up some small little tips and tricks over there, some little tweaks, you'll probably be able to push more weight and actually grow your chest a lot more if that's what your goal is. Yeah, if it's strength, it might be a little bit different. You're focusing on the weight up. But if you guys are truly trying to get that dream body with that good muscle size that you do want to, and also stay injury free too as well, very important, that you guys are going to have to really learn to execute those before exercise, especially with a good mind-muscle connection. Because I neglected this for so long, but once I started really kind of paying attention to this, I really started to see great changes in that specific muscle that I wanted to work, specifically like my chest. Because I always had like this flat chest and I hated it. Like I hated it so much. And I was like, why can't I grow my chest no matter like what I do? So like once I kind of really started learning to use my chest, really feeling it out, that's one of the ones the hardest time to really feel. Then that's when I really started to really kind of grow my chest, which was super fucking cool. Now, what exercises are best is going to take a little while for you guys to really learn, but I'm all here if you watch my TikTok too as well at Woo Fitness. You guys see a lot of great exercises, and I have this brand new series that's popping off right now. I'm releasing a lot more videos on that. What exercises to avoid, and here's what to do instead. That series is starting to really pop off. So releasing a lot more videos on that side of things. So many terrible exercises, a lot better exercises you can do instead. Because I'm not just going to give you the bad exercise and be like, hey, that's it. Don't do this exercise. I'm going to give you something to value that you can do instead of that exercise. That's so much better. So, yeah, feeling exercise is very important too as well. It's not all about that weight. Now, another thing too as well that I wish I knew before I started lifting is overtraining. Overtraining is big, or what we call under recovery. So, or overreaching. There's some different kind of terms over there. Overtraining is hard to do. That's more so like leading to rhabdo, so actually like a medical condition where your muscles are physically breaking down inside because, like, you know, you work the muscle, stress them out so much. But I'm gonna say overreaching or under recovery, because recovery, not everybody's gonna recover at the same rate over there. Your muscles are gonna recover at different kind of rates. Now, that being said, most muscles recover between 48 to 72 hours, which is something I wish I knew too as well. But that being said, if you only did like 4 sets on your chest one day, yes, it could take like 24 hours for your chest recovery to hit your chest next day. But, you know, if you really blast your chest with like, you know, 10 exercises, it's probably going to take the 72 hours. Or if you blast it with 15 exercises, it's going to take like 72 hours. Hopefully that makes sense over there. Now, with that being said, overtraining. Overtraining is something really big, because I always thought the more you did, the more you got out. So I started off with going working out every single day, 7 days a week. Then I would add it another session to that. So I'd do 2 days. And I would train out at least one hour each time, like one body part. So do like 1 hour of the chest in the morning, then 1 hour of chest in like after school. So 1 hour chest in the morning, 1 hour chest after school. No, actually it was 1 hour chest in like in the lunch break I had, because I had a period too as well. And then 1 hour after school too as well. I'd go back and do like shoulders every single day, 7 days a week, no days off. Now I didn't do cardio for that side of things because I was really trying to gain weight, but like still, that's overtraining. And I was noticing a lot of symptoms of that overtraining too as well, or overreaching. Like I was getting sick a lot more often, a lot more runny noses. My muscles were aching a lot more, but I neglected all those signs because I thought, you know, that's what just came with it. And I thought I was making progress because that was good. Now, another thing too as well, I didn't add on to this list, is sore does not always mean you just had a good workout. You don't have to be sore to have a good workout. Usually when you start a brand new workout program, do exercises, you're going to be sore because your body never used that motion before and never worked that muscle from that specific angle. So your muscles are going to be a lot more sore if you first start a new workout program, do some new exercise. But over time, your body can get used to that. And that's a good thing itself, because just recovering from that, you don't have to be sore for you to have a good workout. That's not a good indicator. Now, what a good indicator is tracking your workouts, which is nothing I really wish I knew before I started lifting, how important tracking workouts is. Because you can really see how your numbers are progressing. So maybe you're stuck for 135 pounds on the bench just for 5 reps, and now you've been stuck for like a month or 2 months or something like that. Maybe you have to switch some things up. Maybe you have to lower the volume. Maybe you have to periodize your training over there because you're not recovering. Maybe you take a deload week. So like tracking your workouts will be very, very crucial, because you know you're progressing in that sense. Also, more importantly, you know exactly how many reps and what you did last time, so you can do more this time. So if you do like 135 pounds on the bench press for 5 reps, you can do 135 pounds for 6 reps on the bench press this time. And ultimately, that's what's going to gain you that muscle size. So that being said, that's going to be the end of today's podcast. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed this podcast of what I wish I knew before I start lifting, because these are all some very, very great takeaways that will tremendously help you out if you apply them and you know them too as well. Because, like, damn, I really wish that this is what I knew, because yes, a lot of research too as well. That's what I'm gonna end off with, you guys. Do a lot of research of all this stuff, really learning, strive to learn more every single day. Like, even 9 years later of working out, I'm still learning every single day. I'm listening to different podcasts every single day. I'm watching different YouTube videos every day. I'm on Google every single day and still learning more and more and more, because there's always going to be more to learn, because I want to know everything so I can share that with you guys. So that being said, I hope you guys got some value in this one. And if you guys did, write me a little podcast review. It means a lot to me, and hope you have an absolutely amazing week. Coach Kev signing out. That is the ending of today's episode of the Live to Inspire podcast. If you learned something today, then make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on an episode. Also, if you leave a written review on this podcast, that'd be greatly appreciated, because that pushes this podcast to more people just like you. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Live to Inspire podcast, the number one podcast for men in the 20s trying to lose weight and get abs the first time. My mission is to inspire others to be the best version of themselves through fitness. So, if you guys are tuning into this episode and want to lose weight and get your abs showing for the very first time, then DM me the words abs on Instagram at KevinWu_. That is KevinWu_. And we'll have a chat whether or not I can help you out lose that weight to get your abs showing for the first time.